हरे कृष्णा। फॉरगेटिंग कृष्णा इज फेटल फॉर गेटिंग कृष्णा। फॉरगेटिंग कृष्णा इज अनफॉर्चुनेटली द डिफॉल्ट स्टेट ऑफ आर कॉन्शियसनेस राइट नाउ। वी आर सो कॉट अप बाय द इमेजेस एंड द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड दैट वी थिंक ऑफ देम and we crave for them, we worry over them, and we hardly ever think of Krishna. On the spiritual path, Bhagavad Gita tells us that we should try to always remember Krishna. So he says that antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah. In 8.5, Krishna says that those who remember him at the time of death, they will attain him. Then he tells what is the general principle, that whatever we remember at the time of death, that's what we will attain eventually. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tijatyante kalevaram tam tamevaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. And then after that he says, and so there is a tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha mayyarpitamano buddhirmame vaishyasya samshayah. Therefore, at all times, remember me and fight. And with your intelligence and mind offered to me, you will surely come to me. So this is a very direct call where Krishna is telling us to offer our inner world to him in a mood of service and devotion. Mai arpita mano buddhir. So it's not just a matter of remembrance that Krishna is asking for. He's offering, remember in the form of offering my inner world, our inner world to him. So when we offer him our inner world, thus, what happens? Actually, we move closer to him. We, because wherever our heart is, that is where we actually are. And at our heart is expressed in our mind and intelligence. The directions in which our mind and intelligence go, that's where ultimately our heart goes. So, if we forget Krishna, then we cannot get Krishna. So, if we want to attain Krishna, for now, the wonderful thing about Krishna is that normally, if we just think about, if somebody wants to go to, say, from India, go to America, just thinking about America, thinking about America, thinking about America, is not going to take that person to America. Person has to practically work. And fill some application, get some invitation, get some sponsorship, get a visa clear, then that person can go to America. But with respect to attaining Krishna, you know, his remembrance is the central thing, and everything else that we may do, we practice the process of bhakti, we may get initiated, we follow the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga, all these are meant to assist us in our remembrance of Krishna. All these are formalities that are meant to increase and intensify our remembrance of Krishna. And to the extent we remember him, to that extent, that remembrance itself constitutes the forward motion of our heart towards him. As we remember, every moment that we are remembering Krishna, we are going closer to him and we are coming nearer and nearer to attain him. On the other hand, if we forget him, then because we cannot be unconscious, we'll be conscious of something else. And when we are conscious of something else, that is what we will go towards. That is what we will attain. So, for forgetting Krishna, we need to remember him. And forgetting him is fatal. So, actually speaking, if we remember this. So, for example, if we understand, say that if we are moving around in a boat, then we know certain things are fatal. So, for example, letting water inside the boat is fatal. So, we take whatever precautions are necessary to avoid that. Similarly, when we understand that forgetting Krishna is fatal for getting Krishna, then we make the best possible efforts to avoid that. Now, you may think, how can I work and still remember Krishna? That means that the remembrance of Krishna can be at various degrees. When we are practicing bhakti directly, say chanting, studying scripture, taking darshan of the deities, at that time we are directly focusing and we try to intensely remember Krishna. But when we are doing other activities, we are interacting with our relatives, we are doing our work, what are other things we are doing? At that time also, we try to cultivate a background awareness that whatever I am doing, this is for Krishna. These are all Krishna's children. This is the arrangement of Krishna by which I am working for him. this is the way I can serve him. So as a service attitude percolates into our entire being, percolates and pervades our entire being, then his remembrance will be always in awareness, if not a foreground, then at least a background awareness. And if we cultivate that awareness, gradually it will thrust into the foreground. And then by that remembrance of Krishna, we will be elevated to eternal union with him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.